Welcome to D&B College. Today we're taking a clean bass wobble and turning it into something much more alive, much more dancefloor ready. The goal is to slice it, reshape it, and resample it in Ableton Live 12 so it hits with modern punch, but still keeps that dusty old school jungle soul. This is a really useful technique in drum and bass because it gives you movement that feels performed, not just programmed. And that matters a lot in D&B, especially jungle-influenced styles. The bass and the drums need to feel like they're talking to each other, not fighting, not crowding each other out, talking. So before we do any slicing, we build the right source. Start simple. Use a stock synth like Wavetable or Operator. Keep the patch clean and controlled. One main oscillator is enough to begin with. Add a low-pass filter, a bit of movement on the cutoff or Wavetable position, and a short envelope so the notes don't smear together. You want the bass to have shape, but not so much detail that it turns into a mess when you chop it up later. If you're wondering what to aim for, think moderate movement, not extreme movement. The wobble should feel interesting, but still leave space for the drums. A short, tight bass note usually works better than a long, washed-out one. Now, one really important idea here is separating the sub from the motion. For D&B, especially jungle and old-school-inspired stuff, the sub should stay stable. The wobble and grit can move around above it. So if possible, split the job into two layers. Keep a clean sub layer on something simple like Operator with a sine wave. Then build your wobble layer separately with Wavetable or another bass sound that has more character. This is one of the big reasons this technique works so well in D&B. If you slice the full low end, every edit changes the weight of the drop. That can make the groove fall apart fast. But if the sub stays steady and the sliced layer handles the attitude, you get punch, clarity, and motion all at once. So after your sub is sorted, write a simple MIDI phrase for the wobble layer. Keep it short and playable. 1 to 3 notes is enough to start. Leave gaps where the snare lands. Let one note ring a little longer if you want a bit of push into the next bar. Don't fill every 16th note. Resist that urge. What to listen for here is simple. Does the phrase leave space for the snare to speak? And does it feel like it's answering the break, not stepping on it? If the bass is already crowding the backbeat in MIDI, it'll only get more cluttered once you resample it. Before printing to audio, add just enough movement to make the slice points interesting. A bit of filter motion, a touch of saturation, maybe some subtle overdrive. You want the waveform to have personality. You do not want it to be flat. A good starting chain might be a filter, then saturator, then EQ8, then utility. Keep the drive modest. Maybe a couple dB at first. If you want a dirtier jungle feel, push it a bit more, but keep an eye on the headroom. You want the print to be strong, not crushed. At this point, you can make a choice. If your track is already busy, maybe the cleaner, tighter wobble is the better move. If the tune needs more grime, more danger, more vintage weight, then go dirtier. Both can work. The key is knowing what the drums and arrangement are asking for. Now commit it to audio. Resample the bass onto a new track and print that MIDI phrase. This is where the magic starts, because now you're working with a performance in audio form, not just a synth patch. Once it's printed, zoom in and look at the waveform. You're looking for moments where the bass opens up, hits harder, or changes texture. Those are your slice points. Don't slice randomly. Slice at musical moments. That means note starts, filter changes, strong accents, and maybe a small pre-snare response. You do not need to cut every beat. In fact, cutting too much usually kills the bounce. Think about the phrase in terms of call and response. One bar can make the statement. The next bar can answer it. A third variation can add one extra chop or a longer tail to build energy. That's how you get that old-school jungle feeling without sounding like you're just copying a template. Now start resequencing the slices. Keep one strong hit near the start of the phrase. Place a shorter slice before the snare to create tension. Use one longer slice to let the groove breathe. Leave at least one pocket of silence where the kick or snare can hit cleanly. What to listen for here is groove. Does the bass feel like it's pushing the drums forward, or does it just sound chopped for the sake of it? That difference is everything. If the groove feels too stiff, nudge one slice slightly late, just a tiny bit. Sometimes that little delay gives the line a more human, played feel. But don't overdo it. In D&B, the grid still matters. You want tension around it, not a complete collapse of timing. After the slicing is in place, treat the audio like a bass record. Shape it again. Use EQ8 to clean up any mud, especially if you have a separate sub layer already carrying the bottom. A gentle cut around the low-mid boxiness can help a lot. If the slice needs more presence, A small lift in the low mids can make it speak without turning it up too much. Then use saturator again if you need more bite or density. A compressor or glue compressor can help even out slice levels so the phrase feels more unified. Keep the low end centered. That's crucial. If you widen the bass too much, it might sound exciting in headphones, but collapse badly in mono or on a club system. Check it in mono. Seriously, if the sliced layer falls apart in mono, the stereo information was doing too much work. And here's another good quality check. Mute the kick for a second and listen to the bass alone. Does it still feel like a phrase, or does it only work when the drums are supporting it? If it only works with the kick, it may not be strong enough as a musical idea yet. Now bring the drums back in. This is the Riedel test. Loop 4 or 8 bars with kick, snare, and break. Listen to the relationship. The bass slices should not cover the kick's punch around the low end. They should not fight the snare for attention. They should create gaps and accents that make the drums feel more animated. Why this works in DNB is because the drums stay the anchor, and the bass becomes the dancer around them. That's the whole game. The sliced bass adds energy by leaving space, creating tension, and answering the break in a way that feels human. If the kick disappears, shorten any slice that overlaps it too much, or remove some low end from the sliced layer. If the snare loses impact, pull back the slice that lands too close to the crack. Often the fix is timing before EQ. A small timing change can solve a problem that no amount of processing will. At this stage, decide whether the phrase should stay as audio or become a reusable instrument. If the slice rhythm is the hook, keep it as audio. That's often the best move for a drop phrase, a switch up, or a signature 8-bar moment. If you want a cleaner version later, you can always build one from the same idea. But if the edit itself is what gives the bass its character, don't flatten it by overworking it back into MIDI. A strong result should feel like a chopped performance. Punchy, slightly ragged in the best way. Low end stable, and still strong enough to loop under a break without losing its identity. For arrangement, don't rewrite everything. Just change one thing. Keep the main sliced phrase for 8 bars, then in the next 8 bars, remove one slice, add a short answer phrase, or swap one dirty hit for a cleaner sustain. That gives the listener progression without killing the groove. In DNB, too much variation can actually weaken the drop. You want evolution, not chaos. A really effective move is to make the first half of the drop a little more disciplined, then open the second half with one extra chop or a slightly dirtier print. That gives the tune a second wind. A few quick pro reminders while you work. Keep one anchor slice that always comes back at the start of the phrase. Use dirt on the mid layer, not the sub. If the bass feels too polite, shorten the note right before the snare and let the next slice answer slightly late. That tiny delay can add menace without sounding sloppy. And if the vibe is supposed to feel more vintage, leave a little imperfection in one tail instead of trimming every edge perfectly to the grid. Do not chase more if the current version already has attitude. Treat the printed wobble like a performance. If the first bounce already has a clear vibe, start shaping the phrase instead of endlessly searching for a better sound. So here's your challenge. Build a 4-bar sliced wobble bass using only stock Ableton devices. Keep the sub separate. Use no more than 5 or 6 slices. Make sure at least one slice is longer than the others. Then test it with kick, snare, and break in mono. After that, make one alternate version by changing only one slice position or one slice length. If it still feels heavy in mono, if the kick and snare keep their authority, and if the bass feels like a purposeful DNB edit instead of a chopped-up loop, you've nailed it. That's the move today. Print movement, slice with intent. Keep the sub stable, and let the drums breathe. Do that, and you'll get a bassline that hits hard, feels alive, and carries real jungle soul. Now go build the first version, loop it against the break, and make it talk.